Today's Shir Masech B'chairis Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, 17 lines from the bottom, with the words, My Braisa. In the previous Shir, we had learnt in the Mishnah that when one sells Maiser, there are certain restrictions. The Mishnah said it may not be sold or slaughtered in a butcher shop. It can't be weighed on a regular scale. And the Gemara asked that the Braisa teaches us, based on the Pesukim and the Torah, that you're not allowed to sell Maiser at all. So how do we understand what the Mishnah said, that the Maiser may be sold with restrictions? So Rav Sheshes said that he discovered a Braisa, and that the Braisa indicates that when the Maiser is sold, when it's owned by Yisoimim, by orphans, then the halacha is, it could be sold by Havla, it could be sold in a package, as we'll see in a moment, and that's what our Mishnah is referring to. So the Gemara now says, Rav Sheshes has quoted a Braisa. What does the Braisa actually say? My Braisa, what does the Braisa say? Says the one of the Tanya, the Braisa says, Maisa Bahemish shall Yisoimim. The Maisa of Yisoimim, Maichon Yisoi, may be sold. Furthermore, says the Braisa, or Maisa Bahemish Shachtoi, if the Maisa Bahem has already been slaughtered, Mavlioi be Oiroi be Chelboi or be Gidoi be Kronov. You're not allowed to sell it as the meat itself, but what you're allowed to do is what's known as Havlaw, selling either the hide, or the fats, or the gidim, or the horns, and along with selling those items, you sell along the meat. That is what is known as havla, and that is mutter. That's what the Braisa says. And immediately asking, well, my comer, how are we to understand the Braisa? Amar Abaye. So Abaye explains the Braisa as follows. Hachi comer. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Maisa shebehem sheyisroimim. If you have a situation that your Maisa Behema belonging to Yisoimim, the law is Maichon Yisoi Bahavla, it may be sold Bahavla. Mechlal, it is Abaye's understanding, the Godel, if the Maisa Behema belongs to a Godel, then even Bahavla, even if you sell it in this Havla method, loy, it's not acceptable. Ask the Gemara, why? Why is that the halacha that way? Why is this different than what we learned in Masechta Sukkah? The Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Sukkah. We know it comes the Shemitah year, and the Shemitah year we're allowed to sell fruit, lachila, to be eaten. But if we sell Shemitah produce for permitted use, as we've learned many times, Shvius is Tefesis Tomeho. And that money that's used to buy Shemitah product will now have on it Kedusha Shvius. What does it mean it will not have on it Kedusha Shvius? That it has to be treated like Shemitah produce is treated. Most notably, the halacha is that Shemitah produce has a Zman Biur. A Zman Biur means that by a certain time, Kolol Behemim Min HaSoda, when it's no longer available in the field for animals, then we have to dispose it. And the same would be for anything that was gotten in exchange for Shemitah produce. So the Mishnah now discusses a situation where somebody is buying, needs to buy an Esrig, and it's the Shemitah year, and you're not allowed to buy the Esrig the way Rashi explains from Amoritz, for we need to be concerned that the Amoritz doesn't know the halacha that we just mentioned. Other Rishonim say it doesn't even make a difference if you're buying it from Amoritz, even if you buy it not from Amoritz, the same rule applies. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, Halakech luluv mechaver b'shvius, if you buy such a luluv in the Shemitah year, Nosle esrog b'matana, what should really be done is that the esrog should be given as a gift, for, as we just said, l'fish en rishoy l'lochoy, you can't pay for it b'shvius, because that Shemitah money is going to have on it the Kedusha Shemitah. And because it has on it the Kedusha Shemitah, the money will have these restrictions And we're concerned, at least according to Rashi, that the Amorites will not know how to treat that money properly. So have the Esther given to you as a gift. Ask the Gemara, Vavirimba, and then going a step further in understanding that Mishnah, what is the halacha, says the Gemara? He refuses to give it as a gift. Amaris doesn't understand this. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, what should be done? What should be done then? Amar Afuna, Mavili aloy d'mei esrig belulav. We should pay for the other minim and get the esrig for free. And just to understand what happened and why this is needed. The Rishonim say there is no problem with Shemitah on the lulav. Two different explanations as to why not. One explanation is because the lulav is not a fruit. Only on fruits and on vegetables is there an issue of Shemitah, not on a lulav, which is just a bark, which is just a tree. Others say that the lulav is considered subject to Hilchus Shemitah. However, let's think about it. Sukkos, we know, is the beginning of the year. So that's the beginning of the Shemitah year. The lulav that's being sold now at the beginning of the Shemitah year, its chanote, its blossoming, certainly took place last year, the sixth year. And since the blossoming took place last year, it's not subject to Hilchus Shemitah. Esrog, however, has a unique halacha. By Esrog, we follow Zman Lekita, the time when the actual fruit is collected. And that fruit was collected in the Shemitah year. So here I'm going to buy the Dalam Minim. And the Dalam Minim, one is the lulav, where there is no problem for Shemitah, for reasons just given. The Esrog does have a Shemitah issue for the reason just given. So what we should do is do it by Havlah. Mavlilai to May Esrog Belulav. Pay for the entire package, but you're not paying for the Esrog, you're paying for the other Minim, and the Esrog comes along. The Sfasemis quotes a Machloikas Rishonim. How should this be done? The Sfasemis says that some Rishonim suggest that you have to tell the seller, I'm getting the Esrog for free, and I'm paying more for the other items that I'm buying, for the other medium that I'm buying. Others, Rishonim say, says the Sfasemis, that it's not necessarily to make that declaration. What the Paiskim do seem to indicate is that even if we'll say that the declaration is not necessary, you're not paying for that esrog. Where is this relevant l'aloch l'maisa? What happens in a normal year when you are paying for the esrog? A person goes and buys an esrog, pays for an esrog, and then it turns out that the esrog I bought is not a kosher esrog. So the halach is that I have a right to go back before Sukkos to the seller and tell him that the esrog you sold me is not a kosher esrog, it's a mekach tos. In this scenario, he would not be allowed to do so. Because in this scenario, he's paying for something, he's not paying for it. You can't claim mekach tos on something you didn't pay for. So, we see from here, what's relevant to our sugya, that havlah is a legitimate way of buying something that normally you can't pay for. So ask the Gemara on Abaya, that Abaye is saying that the system of Havlah, Maisa Behema, only works by Yesoimim. Ask the Gemara why. Havlah should work even by Gedolim. Answers the Gemara. Hasam lo muchamilsa. When you buy the Dalam Minim in this fashion, it's not obvious that you're buying something that's Asur. Here, when you buy the meat this way, it's more obvious. Hacham muchamilsa. And that's why Abaye says that even though it could be done by Shemitah, it cannot be done by the Maisa Behema. This is Abaye's interpretation of the Braisa. However, says Rava, Imkein, Maisa Behema, Trei Zimni Lomeli. Asks Rava if that's the way to understand the Braisa. So let's read the words of the Braisa that we began today's shiur with again. The Braisa began, Maisa Behema, She Yisoyim and Mark Raisoy, or Maisa Behema, She Shachtim Avliyoy. If all of the Braisa, according to you, says Rava to Abaye, is just discussing one situation, where you're buying Maisa Behemoth from your Simon, and you're saying that you have to, the only way it's mutter to buy it is with Havlah, so why does the Braisa use the word Maisa Behemoth twice? Because of this question, and as we'll see other reasons, Elam Rava, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Hachikam. Maisa Behemoth your Simon. When it comes to Maisa Behemoth of your Simon, Maichon HaShukadarkoi, these Simon are allowed to sell it without any special procedures. Or mice behem the godel, sheshochtoi. Now it's talking mice behem the godel. There, mavlioi ba'oire bechalboi begidoi bekronov. There you should do have law. So the way the Mefarshim explain what is the basis of the machloikus of Abaye v'Rava, the simple way of explaining is that Abaye holds that this is an issa d'oraisa, and since it's an issa d'oraisa, Chazal only allowed to have law method for Yisoymim, whereas Rava says that we're only dealing with an issa d'rabbonim. So since we're only dealing with an issa d'rabbonim, for Yisoymim, Chazal said there won't be an issa d'rabbonim, and for Gedolim, do have law. That's the simple way of learning. The Mefarshim are reluctant to follow that approach because it becomes quite clear in all the Rishonim and in the Gemara that the entire Issa here is only an Issa Rabbonim. And to have Abaye committed to an opinion that has him saying that it's an Issa D'Raisa is something that they're not happy to do. So therefore, I saw another pshat. The question between Abaye and Rava is there a need to make a gzeri even on ketanim? How far of a gzeri must we make? Rava says, there's no need to make a gzeri on ketanim. Because even though normally when Chazal make a gzeri, the gzeri does apply to ketanim as it does to gdolim, that's when it only affects them themselves. But here, when the ketanim are, there's a buyer and a seller, so Rava says there's no reason to make a gzeri on the ketanim. And the buyer is one step stricter. He feels that on the ketanim we also should make a gzeira, but relax it when it's havla, and the gedolim make a very strong gzeira and never allow it to happen even by havla. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Menah Mili, where do I take my opinion from? So it says the ksib, because the pasuk says, v'hayuhu smrasa, it's a pasuk regarding ma'is ba'emya, v'hayuhu smrasa yekadish lo yigal. Emesai oisa tomorrow. So when is tamura? When do you do a tamura? When, as we've learned many times, you have an animal that's a hegdish, and you try to substitute another animal for that living animal. Amosai nigel. When is the halacha that you can't redeem ma'is behema? Strictly michayim. Halacha shchita nigel. Midaraisa lacha shchita, it may be redeemed. It's just rabbanon del gazru lacha shchita atul fnei shchita that they made this gzeira. On what did they make the gzeira, says Rava? Dova nisha mechayim, something that has value while it's still alive, which means the meat. Gozu rabbanon. On that did the rabbanon make a gzeira. To make a gzeira, lach shchita al lefnei shchita, that even after the shchita, you shouldn't buy the meat. Dova she'en nisha mechayim. When we speak about parts of the ma'aseh behem animal that don't have an independent value as long as the animal is alive, all the other things we spoke about, the Karnayim and the Gidim, etc., like Gozer Rabbanim. Furthermore, says Rava, Ubiyasmi, and when it comes to Yisoymim, the Rabbanim were even more lenient. Ikmur Rabbanan Adaraisa, and the Rabbanan hold that we don't have to have the Havla, this is only in Issa the Rabbanan, Acha Shchita at Lufnei Shchita, and they relaxed the Gzeira on behalf of the Yisoymim. Says the Gemara, Vaf Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Sova Laha de Rava. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak also agrees with Rava's opinion. Don Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Menayim L'mayis Behem Shiyisoymim, Shemaychon Oysoy Gedarkoi. Again, here we see that when it comes to the Yisoymim, you don't have to do have law. You could sell it straight. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Rat B'chol Avas Nafshcha Tizba V'chal Tabasa. Ezo Dovish Ein Bar Brocha Michayim. What is the situation that while it's alive, it may not be sold? El Al-Acha Shchita. Only after the shechita may it be sold. Have masa behema. That means midaraisa there is no iser to sell masa behema after it's dead. It's only midrabanan, and therefore for ketanim the rabban relax their restriction. Ask the Gemara. So we've learned, according to Abaye for Yisoymim, according to Rava even for gedolim, the havla method is accepted. And as the Brisa said at the beginning of today's shir, what does Havla mean? Mavliya ba'oroi b'chelboi b'gidoi b'kronov. Ask the Gemara, Ibailuhu, what about Lavliya b'tzomis? To do Havla with the bones of the animal. Would that be acceptable? And as I sort of say, Ferashis Bikurim points out, why would we think bones are anything different than any of the other parts of the animal that were identified that we could do havlah with. So he explains based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. He says, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says as follows. We know that many sugyas in Masechta Shabbos discuss exactly what is the size of any item that there should be a chiyav haitzah, there should be a chiyav carrying on Shabbos. What is the halacha, says the Gemara? If I have a very expensive big box and I put in it something that's less than the required shear. So I'm carrying this box, this big box, and I'm also carrying the item that's in it, which is less than the shear. So the halacha is that you're not chayiv midaraisa for carrying on Shabbos. But let's say I was going to carry the box empty, then I would be chayiv. So we see that there are certain items that sometimes they're considered as if they have an independent identity, or do not have an independent identity. Says the Reishis Bikurim, that is the Gemara's question, how are we to view the Atzomis? Says the Gemara, it's a machlokes. Rechi Rav Shimon Rebbe, Charam HaMavliyoi, one man says that it should be, that it's fine to do Avlo with the Atzomis. Charam, and the other man says, Ein Mavliyoi, it's not acceptable. Says the Gemara, V'loi Pligi, there actually is no machlokes here. Ha Bedaka, by Behei Medaka, the bones are worthless, and therefore you can't do Avlah with them. Habagasa, by Habahemagasa, they have value, and therefore you could be used them for Havlah. Vibay Seima, or another way of understanding these two opinions, says the Gemara, Idi Vidi Bagasa, both are talking about Habahemagasa. Vloy Pligi, Maka Asrei, Maka Asrei. In his place, they used to use bones of animals to make handles or implements, instruments, so therefore the bones have a value. In his place, bones were discarded, and therefore you can't use bones for Havlah. So before we end the sugya about Havlah, we've clearly learned here that for Shemitah and for Maisa Behema, Havlah is permissible. However, there's an important point, an interesting psak that I saw from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that even though the Gemara is telling us that we can use Havlah for Shemitah, it has to be within certain guidelines. He says, let's say it's the Shemitah year. And I want to buy wine, I want to buy olive oil, which is certainly a subject to Hilchos Shemitah. So I make up that I won't pay for the wine, I won't pay for the oil, I'll pay for the bottle in which they're bottled in. Certainly he says that would not be mutter. He says when we speak about Havlah in our Gemara for Hilchos Shemitah, he says it has to be that all of the items are sort of in one category. The dalam minim that we discussed, that you're paying for some and not for esrig, are all in the same category of the aluminum. But the difference between the jar and the wine is so obvious, you couldn't use that to do a havlah. I also saw an interesting tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma. He discusses the following situation. There was a town that they didn't have a sefer Torah in the town. And in those days it was hard. There weren't so many seferim, there weren't sefri Torah so readily available. And another community can't sell their sefer Torah to them, because the sefer Torah belongs to the community, they have no right to sell it easily. But they found an individual who owned the sefer Torah. This individual himself wasn't specifically so observant that he should need the sefer Torah. But he got it, Birushi, got it as an inheritance from his father, from his forefathers. And he would have been happy, he would have been prepared to sell it. But the halach is that you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah if you own one, only under very specific circumstances. So now, they can't tell him to sell them the Sefer Torah, because they know that you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. It's an issue of lifnaive. But, in addition to owning the Sefer Torah, he also owned a beautiful silver crown. And the silver crown, there's no issa to sell. So the question he asks is, can you do have law on the crown of the Sefer Torah and tell this person we're paying for the crown and not for the Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah you're giving to us as a gift? He says, perhaps you may. Says the Gemara. The Torah says regarding Bechor may not be redeemed. V'nimkar, as we've learned and will continue learning, Be'ezer Hashem, that if Bechor becomes, the once the coin has a Bechor that's a Balmum, he may sell it. The Maisa, Idhariya says, lo yigol, and as we learned in the Brisa earlier in our shir, the halacha is, It can't be sold under any of these circumstances, but it's important to point out, because we just finished saying they can be sold. This means it can't be sold when it's alive under any circumstances, and when it's, even if it's a bamum, and when it's slaughtered, it can't be sold if it was a tam. But if it was slaughtered and now it's a bamum, it may be sold. Ask the Gemara, not immediately. So Maisa has this serious chumra. Ask the Gemara, from where do we come to that? Answers the Gemara, Amrav Chinana Amrav, V'ken Amrav Dimi Amrav Yechanan, Nema Lo Yigoa B'Maisa. The Torah uses the words Lo Yigoa B'Maisa, V'Nema Lo Yigoil B'Chromim. We know that there are two types of chayrim. There's a chayrim L'Gavoya, that somebody says that this should be chayrim, that it has to go to the Bedek Abayis. And there's a chayrim L'Kohanim, that when you say something is a chayrim, it goes to the Kohanim. The Gemara will, Mitzvah Shem, still learn, discusses, not in today's shiur, but we'll learn, when you say Stam Chayrim, without identifying which Chayrim you meant, where does it go? So the Torah says regarding Chayrim, Lo Yigoil and Lo Yimocher. Mal Halon, so just like we see by Charamim, the Halacha is, that not only may not be redeemed, Mechira Imay may not be sold as well, Afkan Mechira Imay, so too is the Halacha by Maisa that you may not sell Maisa. The Gemara many times throughout Shas, when it speaks about Gzeirah Shavah, and here we have Gzeirah Shavah, that the Gemara is attempting to make Gzeirah Shavah between Chayrim and Maiser, the Hema, speaks about Gzeirah Shavah Mufna and Gzeirah Shavah She'ena Mufna. Gzeirah Shavah She'ena Mufna means that the words that are being used to establish the Gzeirah Shavah are not superfluous. And the halacha is regarding such a Gzeirah Shavah that if that Gzeirah Shavah could be refuted by logic, it falls away. A Gzeirah Shavah She'ena Mufna, where the words, that's a Gzeirah Shavah She'ena Mufna. A Gzeirah Shavah Mufna, where the word is superfluous, even if it could be refuted, stands. Actually, Al Gemara doesn't focus on this. We'll speak about it. There's a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamim. How superfluous must the words be that it should be irrefutable? Rav Shmuel's opinion is, as long as one of the words, one of the two words of the Gzeirah Shavah are superfluous, it already is irrefutable. Rav Chaim's opinion is that it has to be both words superfluous to be irrefutable. And we're going to come back to the opinion of the Chachamim soon, because Al Gemara clearly is following the opinion of Rav Shmuel, it seems. Says the Gemara, this must be a situation where the word is extra. For says the Gemara, Dilay Mufni, if the word isn't extra, we could ask a question on the Gzeirah Shavah that connects Chayrim to Maisa. Ikel Mifrach, Ma'al Charomim, Shekein Cholam Alakol. And I saw three pshatim. What does it mean, Charomim, Shekein Cholam Alakol? Rashi says that even something that's Hegdish can be made into a Chayrim. Another pshat is that Maisa, by definition, is only one of 10 animals. That's the whole Maisa procedure. But when it comes to Chayrim, you can make your entire herd of animals chayrim if you wanted. And a third pshat is that mice behema is only on animals. Chayrim is on any type of item, not just limited to animals. So says the Gemara, mal charamim shekeichal malakol. So therefore, you can't learn meiser from chayrim. Says the Gemara, lie. Indeed, we're going to have to say ifnuy mifni. Because lo yomer v'lo yigal b'charamim, the Torah should not have said the word lo yigal b'charamim. V'yigmar b'maiser, and we can learn the halacha of chayrim from maiser. So before we go further, all the Gemara is establishing, and this goes back to what I said a moment ago, is that the word lo yigal by chayrim is extra. So the opinion of Rav Shmuel is satisfied, but we still have the opinion of the Chachamim that even if one word is extra, that isn't enough to prevent the Gzeirah Shavah from being refuted. You have to have two words that are extra. And the Gemara has never suggested that both words are extra. So how will the Gemara explain the opinion of the Chachamim? So Rishonim say a very important teretz. Even the Chachamim will hold that you have to have both words extra, otherwise the Gzeirah Shavah could be refuted, only say so in a situation where you'll have what to do with those words, with the extra word. But in a situation where you have indeed only one extra word, but if I won't learn the Gzeirah Shavah, I won't have what to do with that extra word, Even the Chachamim agree that we learned the Gzeirah Shava. And that is the situation here, where the Gemara is suggesting that the word lo yigoyel by charamim is totally extra. And the Gemara explains itself. Lef'ai, afnuyim mufna, the word lo yigoyel that's stated by charim is completely superfluous. Because, says the Gemara, lo yoyimer v'lo yigoyel b'charamim, the Torah should not have said the word lo yigoyel b'charamim, v'yigmim ha'maiser, we can learn the halacha of charamim from maiser. Because ma maiser is kadosh v'ein enigol, af charamim kadoshim, then in the goal, v'lo yigol the kosher rachman alamli. So why does the Torah say the word lo yigol? It must be for gzeirah shava. Lefnuyeh, that it's extra to teach us gzeirah shava to connect meiser to cheirim, and just like by cheirim there's a din lo yimocher, so too by meiser. Ask the Gemara, ikla mifrach. You're saying that the word lo yigol by cheirim is superfluous. Ikla mifrach, we could ask a question. Ma'ala ma'isa shekein kodesh l'fonov l'achrov. We're going to learn a Mishnah mitzvah on Daf Samach. The Mishnah says in Daf Samach that if somebody got mixed up, and not only did he declare the 10th animal as the ma'iser animal, but he declared the 9th and 11th animals also as ma'iser, the halacha is they're all kodesh. That is unique chumra to ma'isa. So you can't learn charamim from ma'isa because ma'isa has this chumra. Says the Gemara. So we're back to where we started. The Gemara has established that we need to have at least one extra word to be able to follow this Gzeirah Shava between Maaser and Cheirim. Where is the extra word? Says the Gemara. This is the way to get the extra word. Eloyim Eloyigal B'charamim. The Torah should have not have said the word Eloyigal B'charamim. The Yigmar, and we can learn the halacha of Cheirim from Bechor. Ma Bechor Kadosh Veni Nigel, as we started this piece of Gemara, that the Bechor can't be redeemed as long as it doesn't have a mum. Af charamim kadosh shevein in the garlam. So too is the halacha by charamim. Therefore, says the Gemara, lo yigol the kos rachmana. So when the Torah says the word lo yigol by charamim, lemeli, why is it there? Lefnuye, to teach us the gzeirah shava between chayrim and maisa. Says the Gemara, that isn't going to work. Because ikla mifrach, ma'al b'choshe kin kedushosim erechem. You can't learn the halacha of Cheirim from Bechor, because Bechor has this unique chumrah that from when it's already in its womb, as it's already Kadosh, whereas Cheirim, you have to declare it. So where is the extra word that we should have ability to have Gzeirah Shava between Maaser and Cheirim? So the Gemara takes the other approach. Eloyim lo yigol b'maaser. The Torah suggests the Gemara did not have to say the word Lo'igol b'maisa. How will we know that Maisa may not be redeemed? Because the Yigmar, Havar v'var me'bechor. We'll learn the word Havar that it says by Bechor, and the word Havar that it says by Maisa, to teach us a Gzeirah Shava. Ma Bechor Kadosh v'eninigol. Just like Bechor cannot be redeemed, Af Maisa Kadosh v'eninigol. So too will be the Halacha by Maisa. If so, lo yigol the cost of rachmana b'maisa lamali, why did the Torah have to say the word lo yigol b'maisa? Lefnuye, to teach us a gzeirah shava between maiser and cheirim. Ask the Gemara, how can we say a gzeirah shava between maiser and bechor? That we could learn the halacha of lo yigol b'maisa through that gzeirah shava. We can't say that that word is superfluous by Maisa, because I could have learned the halacha of redemption from Bechor. Because the ikla mifrach kedah b'chinam. We could have said, we can't learn Maisa from Bechor, because as the Gemara just said, says the Gemara a moment ago, that Bechor has a unique chumrah, that it's kedushas le'merachem. So how could you say I could learn the halacha Maisa from Bechor, and therefore have the words lo yigol by Maisa extra? Answers the Gemara, yes. The Gzeirah Shava between Maisa and Bechor has an extra word. Vavarta Kro Yaseiruhu. The Torah uses the word Vavarta, and the Rishonim give two explanations. One explanation I saw is that the Torah could have entirely left out that word Vavarta, Vavarta Kopetarechem, or other Rishonim say that Vavarta is not the typical word that the Torah uses. Usually the Torah uses the word Vinasata. The fact that the Torah used this sort of different word establishes a Gzeirah Shava between Maisa and Bechor. Once we've established a gzeresha between Maisa and Bechor, we know that Maisa may not be redeemed. And if so, the words lo yigoil that are stated by Maisa turn into being extra to teach us a gzeresha between Maisa and Chayr. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, why not Bechor Nami Nelef Gula Gula Mecharomim, the Maiser, Bechor Nami Nelef Gula Gula Mecharomim? Why don't we learn the halach of gula from chayrim? And just like by chayrim, the halach is that there's a din that it may not be redeemed and sold, so too, should we say, is the halach by bechor. Answers the Gemara, the maisa mufni, because the word lo yigal, as we've just finished proving by maisa, is indeed superfluous, so we can learn a gzeresha between maisa and chayrim, the lachar lo mufni. Whereas the words by bechor are not superfluous, and if I can't learn a gzereshah between Bechor and Chayrim. Ask the Gemara, why do we set ourselves up this way? My chazas, why are we explaining the loyti padi de Bechor legufei? That when the Torah says the words loyti padi be Bechor, it comes to teach us the halacha that Bechor may not be redeemed. And therefore, as we just finished explaining, when the Torah says lo yigoil by Maisa, it's lefnuye, it's extra to teach us a gzereshah between Mais and Chayrim. Why not, ask the Gemara, explain the Pesukim this way. Ve'ema de Mais l'gufei. When the Torah says, lo yigoil by Maiser, that's there to teach us the Maiser may not be redeemed. And therefore, there are no extra words anymore in the Parasha Maiser. Now we learn Bechor from Maiser. And if we learn Bechor from Maiser, the word lo sipada by Bechor will be superfluous to teach us a gzereshav between Bechor and Chayrim. So the Gemara's question is, why are we learning Maisa from Chayrim? Maybe we should learn Bechor from Chayrim. Answers the Gemara, Don and Gula Megula. The Torah uses the words Lo Yigoil by Maisa. The Torah uses the words Lo Yigoil by Chayrim. Whereas by Bechor, the Torah uses the words Pidyon, and by Chayrim, the Torah uses the words Gula. And therefore the Gemara says the match between Maisa and Chayrim is a better match than the match between Maiser and between Chayrim and Bechor. Don and Gula Megula, Vein Don and Pidya Megula. Ask the Gemara, May Nafkamino, just because the two words aren't identical, does that prevent us from learning Gzereshava? Ask the Gemara, Hatana de Beir Vishmal, this is a Gemara that comes up many times throughout Shas. Vishava Koyim Vibar Koyim. This is a passage that speaks about when there's a nega on the home. And the halach of the Torah says, if there's a neg in the home, the kohen quarantines the home, and he returns after a week. If he returns after a week, and he sees that the neg ufosah hanega, the neg is spread, so the halach is he has to take out all of those stones and the plaster, re-plaster that area, and come back and see what happens after the second week. That, the Torah says very explicitly. That's in the pasuk of a shava kohen. Uvah kohen speaks to a situation where the kohen quarantined the house, came after the first week, and nothing changed. And he comes now after the second, so he has to quarantine it for another week. Now he comes after the second week, and it grew. The Torah doesn't teach us explicitly what to do. So the Gemara of Tanit Beir Shmuel says, we learn Gzer Shava, V'Shava Kohen, what happens if it spread after the first week, or V'Shava Kohen, what happens if it only spread after the second week. So we see that even though the Torah uses different words, v'shav here, uva here, it's still a legitimate gzereshava. So ask the Gemara, what are you saying you can't learn a gzereshava between Bechor and Chayrim? Because here the Torah uses the word pidyon, and here the Torah uses the word gula. That shouldn't prevent you from learning a gzereshava. Answers the Gemara, when do we say that even though the words are not an exact match, we may learn a gzereshava? Hanemila hechad lekda domile. That's only in a situation where we have no other option. So the Gemara teaches us, Rav Shmuel teaches us, it doesn't have to be an exact match to be a legitimate gzereshava. Aval, if you have two choices, as we do in our Gemara, where we have a choice to learn a connection between Mais and Chayrim, or we have a choice to learn Mais and Bechor, again, either Mais and Chayrim or Bechor and Chayrim. Mais and Chayrim represent an exact match, Gula Gula. Bechor and Chayrim don't represent an exact match. Gula and Pidyon. So when you have an exact match, the Domele Yopinon, that's the way to go. Ask the Gemara. Fine. So we said that the Gzeira Shava connects Maisa to Chayrim. And just like by Chayrim, there's a din of Lo Yigarv, Lo Yimacher, so too will be the din by Maisa. But ask the Gemara, based on everything we've learned now, once we have a Gzeira Shava connecting Maisa and Chayrim, we already have a Gzeira Shava established in today's Shir and in previous Shirim, that connect the Halachas of Maisa and Bechor, the word Havara. So why do we say the Leila Bechor Havara Havara Maisa? Why do we now take this Gzeira Shava one step further and first connect Chayrim to Maisa and then collect Maisa to Bechor? The Maisa Nami, because the Halacha Maisa, how do we know is that way? Gamagul Mecharamim. So Gemara's question is, it should be a two-step approach. First learn Maisa from Chayrim, and then learn through Gzeira Shava, Havara Havara, Bechor from Maisa. Answers the Gemara, Miet Rachmana Gabi Charamim. The Torah says the word who. The word Torah says the word who by Charamim to teach us who. It comes to say, in this situation, V'loi Bechor. Ask the Gemara, fine. It's clear that the word who is here to limit. Only in one situation do these rules of Loi Gol, V'loi Yimachar apply. But ask the Gemara, why are we saying it's to say that it's a din by Mecherim, not by Bechor? Ve'ema, maybe the way to understand the Pasuk is, who V'loi Meiser? Ask the Gemara, Meiser Gula Kameiser. Which means as follows. The word who is an exclusion. And again, we have two options what to exclude. We could exclude Maiser, or we exclude Bechor. Says the Gemara, it makes more sense to exclude Bechor. Why? Because Bechor wording is different than the wording of Chayrim. Here it says Gula, and here it says Pidyon. Whereas Chayrim and Maiser have the same wording, the word Gula, so it makes sense to include in Chayrim Maiser and to exclude Bechor. Rav Amar, Rava says a different approach, how to learn the Gemara. Again, because Rava is coming to address which word here is extra that we could be able to learn a Gzeira Shava between Chayrim and Maisa. Says Rava, Rava Amar Lo Yigal Dechoram Lo Tzarech, that you may not redeem it is obvious. This no hecha, because when we speak about the Chayrim, at what point do you want to redeem it? Ibei Balim, if it's still in the original owner's home, Hegish Ninhu. It's still considered Hegdish. And Rashi, on Amid Beis, finds this Gemara very difficult. So what is if it's Hegdish? Don't all Hegdish, as we've learned Baruch Hashem many times, have a rule that you could be paid the Hegdish? So because of this question, Rashi seems to learn, there's a special rule, in the way some of Farshim say, this is the way to understand Rashi, on Chermei Kahanim, that even though they are Hegdish, and even though there's Halacha that Hegdish can be redeemed, they may not be redeemed. Ibei Koyin, and if it already has been delivered to the Koyin, as we said, Charam are delivered to the Koyin, Chulaninu, then the regular Chulan, and there's no issue of redemption. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Charamim, Kovan Shem Beis Abalim, Harein Kehegdish L'chol Devrayim, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kolcherim Koydish Kedoshim Hu L'Hashem, Nosl L'Koyin, once they've been given to the Koyin, Harein Kehul L'chol Devrayim, they're completely Chulan, Shenemar, so therefore says Rava, Leigol, the Kosh Rachmana Lomeli, why did the Torah have to say the word Leigol by Charamim? There's no place that it should be relevant. Before it's been given, it's obvious, and after it's been given, it could be, it doesn't need redemption even. So these words turn out to be superfluous. So Rava takes a whole different approach. Rava's not learning Gzeira Shava. Rav is learning this in the fashion when the Shlosh Yosef Midrash, if when the Torah says the words Le'igol by Charamim, it has no application by Charamim, it therefore is applied to Maiser. Ask the Gemara the same question. Yes, Rav, you've proven that the word Le'igol that's stated by Charamim is superfluous. And therefore, it should apply to a different area of halacha. But why are you applying it to Maisa? Why don't you apply it to Bechor? Answers the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Eim etanei inyel Bechor. Answers the Gemara, Maisa gul kemaisa. The Torah of the Gemara keeps on repeating. Maisa is a better match to Chayrim than Bechor is to Chayrim, because the Torah uses the same wording by Meiser and by Cherem, the word Geula, versus by Bechor, the Torah uses the word Pidyon, not Meiser. Ravashi has a whole different way of understanding how we get to this conclusion that Meiser can't be sold. Says Ravashi, when the Torah says the words Lo Yigal the Meiser, don't define those words as it may not be redeemed, but rather, says Ravashi, the way those words should be defined is Lo Yimacher. On Ravashi, and says Ravashi, what brings me to that conclusion? The Ksiv. The Torah says by Meiser, for Ha Yehus Marasa Yiyakadish Lo Yigal. As we learned earlier in our shir, Emesai Oysa Tamura. When is there a situation that Tamura could even be done? Mechayim. Emesai Ena Nigel. So if the Braisa is connect, if the Pasuk is connecting Lo Yigal to Tamura, so when will the Gula that the Pasuk speaks about be speaking? Mechayim. That means only when it's alive it may not be redeemed. Which would seem to imply Hola Achashchita after it's killed, when it's no longer Michayim, Nigal, it may be redeemed. Ask the Gemara, we spoke about this in our previous year, how could you redeem something that's dead? Doesn't the Torah say, Habaya Hamad of Aracha, that the animal has to be able to stand when you do the pidyon? And it's dead, it can't stand. Elosh Mamina. It must be that when the Torah uses the words, La Yigal, says Ravashi, it doesn't mean La Yigal, it means La Yimachar. But ask the Gemara, as we mentioned in our previous year, and as we're going to learn in Masechta Temura. The Torah clearly indicates that you have to do Hamad of Arocha. But there's a Machloikis Tanoim when Hamad of Arocha during the redemption process, when is the requirement of Hamad of Arocha in the redemption process? One opinion says it's only by Kotchi Mizbeach. One opinion says it's by Kotchi Bedekabayis. And one opinion says it's by both. So it makes the Gemara the point. Hanich Lamanda Omer. So according to the Mandom that says indeed the Kachim is Bayach Bechlal Hamad of Aracha, the requirement of Hamad of Aracha applies to Kachim is Bayach. So this line of reasoning is fine. It can't be that we're talking about redemption after death, because redemption after death can't have Aracha. But ask the Gemara, El Mandom, according to the opinion that holds the Kachim is Bayach, which Maisa clearly is in the category of Kachim is Bayach, Lohay Bechlal Hamad of Aracha. There's no requirement of Arad Aracha. So Rav Ashi's entire building collapses. Ma'ik l'meimer. Says the Maran Nan Hochi Kamerin. This is the way to understand. Mi Ika. Can we have a situation, the Mechaim Loi Mifrik, that while, so in other words, what the Gemara is saying is, if Hamad and Aracha is not a concern, we'll be able to do pidyon even after the death. And what the Pasuk is saying is, that while the animal is alive, you shouldn't do pidyon. And after it's died, you may do pidyon. Ask the Gemara, is that a tenable position? Mi ikamidi, the mechaim loy mifrik. Is there any situation in halacha that while the animal is alive, redemption may not be done? Ulach shechita mifrik. And after it's dead, it can. Ask the Gemara, what bothers you with that? Alam aloy. Mechaim, ask the Gemara, perhaps the understanding would be, Michayim, as long as the animal's alive, Dalima Kedusha Asai, that it has a very high level of Kedusha, because it could be brought on the Mizbeach, Loi Mifrik. It can't be redeemed. Lach Hashchita, when its level of Kedusha diminishes, Deklisha Kedusha Asai, Mifrik. Says the Gemara, that isn't true. Because like Kol Dekenu, and we had this far many times, Umam Michayim, even if the animal is alive, we normally, in halach, we know that when an animal that's hegdish is alive, olim lemitzvahs pidyonos. Since it has still a high level of kedusha, lemifrik, and here the pasuk is saying that you can't be pidyon, lach hashchita, where its level diminishes, the loy olim lemitzvahs pidyonos, mifrik, you should be able to be pidyon. El shmami no, it must be lo yigal. When the Torah uses the words lo yigal, it can't be speaking about redemption, because it wouldn't make sense. Because redemption would seem to be saying that you could do it, you can't do it when it's alive, but you can't do it after the Shechita, which we just finished saying is not a tenable position. And therefore, when the Torah uses, says Rav Ashi, the words Lo Yigal by Meiser, how do we define those words? Lo Yimachar. Ask the Gemara, if the Torah, when it said the words Layigol, meant Layimacher, so ask him Rav Lichter Rechmana Layimacher. Why does the Torah say Layigol? And now we need Rav Ashi to tell us it means Layimacher. Answered the Gemara, Ikas Rechmana Layimacher, if the Torah would have only used the words Layimacher, have a mina as Dubvene Yehud Layimizdabin. You may not sell it. The Ka'ovit of the Dukhal. It's a terrible degradation of the Maisa to just go sell it. Avla Fruki Mefrik, to redeem it, may be permitted. The Isle, the Mela Hegdish, when you redeem it, who gets the proceeds? The Hegdish. That's why, Bahachikas Rachbar Allah, you go to encompass both halachas. The law is Dabin, that the Maisa Behemoth may not be sold, and similarly, Va'ifrik Mefrik, it may not be redeemed as well. And that all lays in the words La Yigal. We don't need a Gzeri Shava. We don't need a Meina Inyan. It's according to Rav Ashi, the Pashta Taich of the word La Yigal that the Torah states by Meiser.